Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide pregnancy and adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the adoption community. So we're very thankful that you're listening in and in support of our Adoption Focus podcast. I am very excited to welcome to the show today Kurt Kunst. Kurt, are you with us?
I sure am.
Good morning. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be on our podcast.
Well, thank you for having me. Very much appreciate it.
Absolutely. And so we're excited today to hear an adoption perspective from what we're calling inside the agency. You weren't always an insider to the agency, obviously, and we'll talk about that. But Kurt is a board member for Adoption Associates as well as a parent through adoption. So we're real excited to be talking to you and hearing your story today. Kurt, I was hoping that you could share your personal connection to adoption, and we could start there.
Sure. Well, thank you, Jennifer. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here today. Our story goes back quite a few years ago. We have three biological children, two girls, and then a son. And really, adoption was never even part of our consideration as we were starting our family. We didn't know any families that had adopted, really. There was no one real close to us that adopted. There wasn't any driving force that would have ever made us consider that. Until one day I had a vision, and the only thing that I can say is that it was through the Holy Spirit. It was through God. And he placed his vision of a little, he wasn't a white boy, but a little brown-skinned boy on a dirt road in my head. And I had never experienced anything like that. I'd never had it before. And I went to my wife and shared that with her. And every time I would talk about seeing this vision and this image in my mind, I would get emotional. And just that wasn't me. That wasn't my normal course of action. And it was always something that just really caught me off guard. And the only thing I could equate it to was that it was something from God. So we started the discussion about, you know, what is God calling us to? And to be honest with you, we couldn't get on the same page. And I was, you know, kept on getting this impression from God that we needed to do this. And my wife wasn't on the same page. So as we prayed about this and time drug on, the gentle nudge that I was getting became more of a push, and then I kind of always use the analogy that it was kind of like 2 feet got put on my back saying, you need to do this. And we had a good friend of ours who was a minister, and we talked to him and just got his counsel, and he gave us really counsel. He said, you know, there's a lot of adoptions if the couple is not aligned together with their thoughts can wreak havoc in a marriage. And he said to me that the day that the two of us said I do and became one, we became one in God's eyes, and that God cannot call one of us to something. It had to be both of us. So,
wow.
You know, I wrestled with that and said, okay, God, you know, that led to many, many, many conversations. My wife was very gracious and said, you know, I don't want to get in the way of something that God is calling you to. And, you know, we kind of made the decision that he can't call one of us, so that, you know, I'm a slow learner. And I remember praying fervently to God saying, you know, I'm done. It had been about a 2-year process of just going to meetings and, you know, getting the information from different agencies and just really struggling with what do we do with this call. And I remember very vividly giving up to God one night and just saying, you know, God, I'm done. I'm tired about getting emotional about this every time we talk. I'm tired of not being on the same page with my spouse. If you really want this for us as a couple, you need to convince her.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day I came home from work and my wife was in tears and I said, you know, I figured something happened with one of our children. I said, what's going on? And she said, this is something we need to do. And she said, God just really impressed on me today that we need to move forward with this. And
That
was quite an amazing time for me. And the lesson learned there, Jennifer, is that, you know, don't wait 2 years. Go to him right away and, you know, he'll take care of things. But his timing was perfect because then we began our path down adoption. And as I mentioned before, we had met with a couple different agencies. And one of them, we felt like we were just a number. We felt that, you know, there was a long line of people in front of us, and it just, there wasn't the personal touch. And then we met with Adoption Associates, and that was a big differentiator for us, where we felt that they truly cared about us. They listened to us. We were more than just a number. We were more than just in line. They cared about what we were trying to accomplish and how that adoption might, you know, affect our current family.
Mm-hmm.
So that led us, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that your story is so wonderful and so touching. And oftentimes I know when on one of our podcasts, the story of the individual, but you and I haven't had a chance to connect. So I'm listening to your story for the first time as well. And I just wanted to say how touching and how emotional it is, how you and your wife came to the decision to adopt and how you found your way to Adoption Associates. So I want you to continue, but I just wanted to say that I am very in awe about what an incredible story you have thus far. I can't wait to hear you go on.
Yeah, well, then, you know, we started down the road and we didn't really have a desire for any race or any color or, you know, the one thing we did know is that having three biological children that we weren't necessarily interested in a special needs child. So we started actually into the Russia program and, you know, in the back of my mind always weighed the idea that the image that God had impressed on me was not a white child, in that if we were going to go down the Russia route, most likely, you know, it would be a white child. And just once again, through God's plan and God's timing, there was many things that came up with the Russia program that we just weren't comfortable with. And I can still picture us in the room, and the person said, have you ever considered Guatemala? The person from AAI. And at that point in time, it was kind of like a sense of peace just came over us, and we said, you know, we have it. And so that started our journey. Our son Matthew now is 13. We adopted him when he was a year and a half.
Did you say 13?
Yes, correct.
Okay. We lost you for just a second there. That's okay. Go
okay.
ahead.
Yeah. No, he's 13, and we adopted him when he was a year and a half. So he was older for that program at that point in time. And he was actually assigned to another family due to some issues with his birth mom and giving up parental rights. They were tired of waiting, and essentially she had to wait till she was 18, and they weren't willing to wait any longer. So they moved on to another child, and you know, you just see God's hand in all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were okay adopting an older child. So Matthew became part of our family and has just been an amazing blessing. Since he's been part of our family, we both became involved in a ministry in Guatemala called Paradise Bound, and served on the board there and I've been there a handful of times and led several mission trips. Interesting enough, all of our children, except for Matthew, have been there. And he's just not comfortable yet to go there, but says that someday he would like to get back to visit where he was born. And, you know, for right now, he's not ready to do that. So we want to give him the time that he needs to process all that and the impact that would have on him.
Absolutely. So currently you're on the board of directors for Adoption Associates. And how long have you been a board member, and will you share what led you to that decision?
Sure. I'm a fairly new board member. I've been involved probably with them for about 8 months now. And through obviously adopting through the agency, I sell commercial real estate for a living. Somehow I got in touch with Jane Behrman, who is the was the former director. And Jane, essentially after spending some time working with them, trying to market some of their properties, asked me to be a board member. And I think she understood, you know, we had been to many of the galas that they do each year. She understood our connection, but also our love for adoption. And, you know, we were able to work on a professional level together. So she was able to see how I operate in that avenue as well, and seemed to think that I was a good fit. I might disagree, but she saw that anyhow.
So how do you view your skill set and talents as being beneficial to the work of adoption, particularly your role with the, on the board of Adoption Associates?
Sure. Well, one thing I didn't share, part of our story, is after we had adopted Matthew and he became part of our family, a couple years after that, we had the opportunity to we weren't a legal guardian, but we took another child into our family with the intention of adopting. And this child ended up having RAD, and we had him involved with our family for about a year and a half and determined that it would not be the best situation for him. Through a lot of pain and through a lot of prayer and a lot of discernment, we decided to find him a different home, and we placed him into a different home. I think I come with a fairly unique set of skills where we've seen the absolute amazing part of adoption and also the part that can be more challenging and that leads to, you know, some heartache. And I think by seeing both sides, I can be much more sensitive to people. And maybe a little bit, you know, we all get excited when we hear the word adoption, but there's also some realities that come in. And I know the agency does a good job of training people, but, you know, there's some reality that comes into it that things don't always go as planned. And I think also the other skill set I bring to the board is just being in business. I've been in business for over 25 years and have owned companies and just can understand the ins and outs of the day-to-day operation and what that really takes to run a successful operation and to serve people.
I think that's a really important role that you offer, and your background lends itself to that. So certainly our former executive director saw something in you that was beneficial to what the agency needed. I'm curious to hear what areas you're interested in seeing Adoption Associates grow in your opinion.
Well, as many of you probably know out there, the international adoption field has really been shut down in a lot of areas, and the number of international adoptions Adoption Associates is doing is drastically reduced from where it was before, especially when you go back to when we had adopted. There was several programs in the works, and through a lot of different political things that have taken place, it has been just very difficult to continue that same path and to find these children a forever home in the United States. I would love to see that rebound and grow again, but a lot of things that are out of our control as an agency that are more at a governmental level really need to change. And so I think it's probably, until those things happen, it's probably an unrealistic expectation that will come back into full force like it was before. So then I think we do a very good job of domestic adoptions. The one thing that, as I mentioned before, with Adoption Associates, I think they just have a really good feel for people, and they understand that there's a heart and a soul behind each one of these adoptions. And I know we previously did a lot of work with birth mothers to educate them to understand that they have an option, that they have something else besides abortion, and that there's a lot of families that would love to have a child and would love to take in a child and make them a forever family with them. And I just, I would love to see the agency grow more and in just developing that and keeping the word out there to on the street that there is another option and that there are many families that would take these children.
And that's Birth Mom Outreach is something that we are very passionate about. And just as you were talking about making sure that the general community and particularly the birth mother community understands that adoption is not only an option, but a potentially very wonderful option for their child. I'm glad to hear you talk about that. What do you think, Kurt, makes Adoption Associates unique in reference to other organizations?
Well, one of the things, and just from a business perspective, you know, the customer service, we've all called these different large corporations and try to get to a live person, and you end up going through all these prompts and get very frustrated. Adoption Associates has somebody that always answers the phone when you call in. And, you know, that just speaks to their commitment to concerned about people, being there for people. We've been in the seats where you don't know the dates, you don't know the times, and how long you're going to have to wait. And, you know, being kind of a type A business guy, you know, when somebody tells you that, you know, something came up, well, you know, you figure it out and you work through it. There's some of these problems that you run into in an adoption. There isn't a way to figure out. You just have to be patient. You have to go through the process and sometimes let the government that you're working with do their thing. And, you know, that's where I really feel Adoption Associates has a handle on the customer service side of things, where they empathize with you, they understand you're frustrated, and they just do a really good job of communicating the process and what's in their control and what's out of their control, and just give a good sense of peace to the waiting family, because that can be as many know, and a grueling process. Unfortunately, that process, what we're seeing, especially internationally, is becoming longer and longer, and the requirements to be in country are also becoming longer and longer. So it's a process that needs a lot of hand-holding and a lot of compassion. I think they do that extremely well.
And you're absolutely right when it comes to communication from the parent's perspective, a waiting family wanting to adopt. Communication is what we hear over and over again is so important. Even if there's no information to share, just remaining connected and for them to know that we're still here working for them and praying for them for their adoption and for their family. So anything else, Kurt? We're here, you know, kind of approaching the end of today's podcast, and I've enjoyed listening to you talk about your personal story and your viewpoint as a board member. I think that is a unique perspective that you have, seeing this adoption from both avenues as a family and then as a board member. Anything else that would it be important that you'd want to share with listeners before we conclude?
Yeah, you know, when we look at, you know, our Savior Jesus Christ, he just, when you become an adoptive family, when you read in the scripture where it talks about that we're all adopted, that just rings so true, and it's such a different thing. And I just would encourage anyone that, you know, may be apprehensive, you know, we've seen the good and we've seen the bad, and, you know, God's got his hand in all of that. He works with us to just really wants us in life. And I just think if you listen to the heart of God and he's calling you to adopt, that it's just an amazing, amazing experience. It changes your life. My family has been forever changed by adopting Matthew. And the fact that, you know, we've seen a different culture, we've experienced different cultures. I know that their hearts are changed. They're just open to it. Matthew, we chose his name because it means a gift from God. And he's truly, truly been that to us. And I would encourage anyone considering it to definitely listen to God's call.
Thank you so much, Kurt, today. And I, you know, listening to you talk about that gentle nudge and that vision that kind of came out of nowhere for you, and now your family being forever changed from you listening and paying attention to those thoughts and visions that God was placing in your mind. What an awesome story of your family.
Well, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share, Jennifer.
Absolutely. We appreciate today as well as your work on the board very much. For those of you that are listening that would like to connect with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you. The number to call is 800-677-2367. You can also connect with us on the web at adoptionassociates.net and connect with us through Facebook and Twitter. If you're looking to continue to follow Adoption Focus Podcast, you can do so through blogtalkradio.com. Next week, we will be hearing from a mom through adoption, some of the thoughts and experiences and lessons that she feels she has gained through the process of adopting. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.